Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
This is Zach here, and this is his son. And God's called him to preach, and I've asked him to stand tonight and to share what God give him for us as a flock. So you pray for him as he comes to preach.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless you.
Bless you, brother.
We're singing that song, "He Set Me Free," and I get to thinking about that. Boy, that's something that stirred my soul, is how he set me free. Because he didn't just set me free spiritually, brother. I was in jail. I was in a prison. I ain't no stranger to shackles and chains. You hear me what I'm saying here, brother? I was in sin so far out there, brother. I was so bad at making it on my own, I ended up in the worst place a man could be in this country. I couldn't do nothing on my own. And I think about that. I just think that anything that I have now, it ain't because of anything I've done, because I've seen what I've done where it gets me. And that just made me realize just how much God's blessed me. It's opened my eyes so much, seeing that where I was, you know, it's true that we don't look back, but when I look back, I can see all the things God has done for me. I can bring to remembrance those things where He's brought me from, the amazing things He's done in my life, the miracles He's worked in the past years here, and he touches my heart to think that God was looking down on me when I was in jail. And He was sending them men in there to tell me about Him and what He's done for me. He was thinking about me whenever I was no good for nothing. Whenever I wasn't fit for a thing, whenever I wasn't worth a dime, He was thinking about me. He was thinking about me when He hung on the cross and He shed them tears for me. I wasn't worth nothing, but He was thinking about me. Hey, the whole time I was living out there in sin, running from my calling, running from what He had from me, He was saying, "Father, forgive Him, for He knows not what He does." I was nailing Him on the cross myself when I was out there doing the things I did, but He seemed fit to forgive me. He seemed fit to make me something worth something. He seen something in me nobody else seen in me. He seen something in me that I didn't see in me. But He made me a new creature. I'm no longer the man that's unworthy, but only by His blood am I made worthy. Boy, I tell you what, it's good to be a friend of Jesus. Brother, I ain't got over that yet. I've been preaching on that for a few years, a couple years, year and a half, whatever it's been. It's good to be a friend of the King, brother. He's my friend.
Amen.
He's my friend.
Amen. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Turn over to Psalms chapter 27. We're going to look there at verse 13. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's it.
Amen.
I'm going to look at a couple other places. But I feel like a lot of times we faint.
Right.
I feel like, you know, when those fainting goats, you can run up to them and you can scare them and they'll faint. I feel like sometimes we've come to a point of faint. And one thing it does make us faint is a fear. And you know where fear comes from? It don't come from God. And I feel like it even comes from a moment of unbelief, brother. I feel like whenever we stop trusting in God and we stop believing in Him, we become to a moment where we faint. We grow weary and we faint because we stop believing that God is going to pull us through. That our trust fails in God. Our faithfulness fails in God. And we seem to faint. Over there in, I'm going to flip around a minute as I preach. But over here in Mark chapter 9 verse 23 says, Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth."
Amen.
I don't know what you're facing tonight. I don't know what you're going through. Matter of fact, I think I only know one or two of you in the whole place. But I'm here to tell you tonight that if you believe in God, and I'm going to testify along with this, because there's places He's brought me from because I believed in Him. And I can look back through my walk. Hey, I'm telling you, I was in a place. Let me read this next verse before I start on this. Romans chapter 4, verse number 18 says, "Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to the which was spoken, so shall thy seed. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's wombs. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. See, Abraham, he had all the reasons not to believe. He was 100 years old, and God said he was going to give him a child. That sounds crazy, but he didn't stagger at the reasons to unbelieve, but he believed because God said it. See, there was times whenever I walked through this life. See, I was in jail. I didn't have a very good chance of getting out. They offered me more than a couple decades in that place. I didn't have a chance of getting out. But I'm going to tell you this, whenever I got my life right with God, everybody in the whole place knew I got my life right with God. I changed, brother. There wasn't the same man in that pod with him. I got up at 8 o'clock in the morning around a bunch of people who didn't want to hear it and told them how good God was. I'm telling you, God changed me and made me a different man. God made me bold. He gave me a boldness in me. I could tell them all about the Lord while they're screaming, shut up and sit down, be quiet and try to sleep. I'd get up and I'd tell them anyway because I knew that's what God wanted me to do. The Spirit would get on me and I'd do what He told me to do. But there was a time I was in that place though. And I didn't think I was getting out, but I prayed to God one night. I won't forget this. I prayed to God one night and I said, Lord, am I getting out of this place? And as I was praying that prayer, I fell asleep. I woke up the next morning and I remembered a dream He gave me. He gave me a dream that I was sitting in a probation office. And then I was going to be on probation. And this stuff, well, it wasn't much longer. I got a letter from my lawyer saying that they was going to accept me to probation. But you know, the whole time, I never, between that dream and that, I never stopped believing in God, what He said to me. I know what He told me. I knew in my heart it was from God. And then on later down the road, I got in this halfway house, and then thing after thing, I knew God was going to get me into college. It wasn't a for sure thing, but I knew He was going to get me there. I got into college. I graduated. On down the road, I didn't know how I was going to get a car because I know I needed to pay my court cost off. I knew it had to be done, but I wasn't going to be able to give a car. Brother, there's a car sitting in the parking lot with a title of my name on it. I knew God would provide for me. I believed that God would provide for me, and He'll do the same thing for you. He's no respecter of persons. I'm here to tell you that God will provide if you believe in Him, but we have to believe against all hope. It don't matter how big the storms are raging, and it don't matter how big the mountain is to climb. God will provide for us. He'll make a way for us. But we got to believe it. We got to trust in it. We can't wonder, look around and wonder all the things going on and how big they seem. Remember how big the God is we serve. He's bigger than all our problems, all our fears, all this world has to offer. He's bigger than that. But I want to let you know that if you believe in Him against all hope, He'll make a way. He's got a way prepared for you. But He wants to see you believing and trusting in Him. It's important that we trust in Him.
That's right. Amen.
It's important. Amen. Galatians chapter 3, verse 22 says, but the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. What's the greatest gift we've ever been given? The greatest gift ever. It was Jesus Christ that brought us eternal life, right? Well, we've been praying to God because we need something. We've been praying to God because whatever it is, been asking Him for things. You know, we always ask Him for stuff. Just about every time we pray, we ask Him for something.
That's right.
Well, if you look over there in Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, it says...
Thank
I don't know
you,
where
Lord.
I'm going with it, I think. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11 says, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask Him? Look, if we believe, and we have to believe to receive the greatest gift, don't you think we have to believe to receive the other gifts? There has to be a moment of faith. There has to be a gift. And we're all given a measure of faith, but we have to increase that faith. Well, you say, preacher, how do you increase that faith? Well, I got a source of faith right here. It says faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I'm here to tell you we need to increase our faith. If you want to see mountains move, it only takes a grain of a mustard seed. But we got to get that far first. I don't know how much He gave us at the beginning, but I know we got to get a little higher up. I'm like Paul said over there in Philippians 3, I'm pressing on toward the higher calling of God. I'm pressing on, brother. Everything that's behind me is behind me, but I'm moving forward. I'm looking to God and trying to go on forward.
of my life. I want to grow spiritually. I desire to be a more
right.
spiritual preacher. I desire to be a better child of God. I desire to be a better man today than I was yesterday. We should all have that desire. We should desire to grow in our faith. We should desire to grow in belief and knowing that God is going to pull through. He always has proved His faithfulness to me. He was always faithful from the beginning to the end. He's always going to be faithful. It ain't His faithfulness that wavers. It's our faithfulness that wavers. It's our problem.
Yeah.
It's where our heart is. That's our problem. It ain't His. He's right where He was from the beginning. He didn't move. He's still the same. He's still the same God He was in Abraham's day today. And He'll still be the same God 100 years from now. He ain't never changed. But we have. We've wandered astray from the Word, from the truth, from the righteousness.
Amen.
We got a truth here to stand on, and we need to get in it. We need to start seeking
Amen.
It. I've been preaching this for a while, and we need an awakening.
Yeah,
we're falling short. We're failing God because we're asleep. We're asleep. We're not awoken. We need to get our faith built. We need to get our faith going on. We need to get that boldness of Christ in us so that we ain't scared to go out. And tell people about what He's done for us
on
Calvary. We need to not be scared. We need to not fall into fear when these trials and tribulations of this life hit us. But you know what Paul said? He said he takes pleasures in his infirmities and tribulations. Why? Because I know whenever I'm going through the valley, ain't you ever heard the saying, in the valley's where you grow? And that's true, brother, because in the valley I realize how much I need God.
Amen.
I realize how small I am. I realize that I ain't going to be able to fight a fight by myself. And I lean on God and it grows me in Him because I realize that He's faithful. And it makes me realize that I can trust in Him. It makes me realize that He is trustworthy tonight.
Yes,
we can believe on Him in any
that's
circumstance
right.
in our life and know that He's going to carry us through.
Right.
Don't let your faith, don't let your trust waver in anything else. Money ain't going to be the answer one day. All these things in this world ain't going to be the answer.
That's right.
But there's one who's got the answer. And there's one who is the answer. All you got to do is believe.
Amen.
That seems simple. That seems simple just to believe.
That's right.
But there's an intent in your heart.
Right.
You can say, I trust God. He's going to take me through it. He's going to bring me through every bit of it. I know He is. I trust Him. But it's in the intent of the heart that He sees. He sees what's in the heart. If your heart is still wavering, He knows that.
Right.
He knows where your heart is. He knows if your heart truly believes in Him or not.
That's right.
And you can feel, it's like a gear changes. Whenever your heart starts believing, it's like a whole nother gear changes. You feel it inside of you. I know God's got this one. I know He does.
Yeah.
Whenever He gives you a message and you stand up and start preaching it, there's a whole nother gear changes because you know God's got this one, brother. Whenever you stand up and sing a song and you know it's of God and God wants you to do it, a whole nother gear changes.
Amen.
God's got this one. This is for God right here. He wanted me to do this.
Amen.
It's the same thing. It's the same feeling when you trust Him and you have that faithfulness in Him. But it's great knowing that being careful for nothing, we can... Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, letting your requests be made known to God.
Yeah.
See, there's more to that verse than just what it's saying there.
Right.
Letting your requests be made known to God.
Yeah.
Not just telling Him what you want, but believing that He knows what you want and He's going to answer what you want.
Amen.
You got to have the belief there with that request that you're bringing for Him. I can come to Brother Tommy and I can say, Brother, I got all kinds of issues. I ain't got shoes. I ain't got a place to stay. I ain't got this. But if I just... And that's all it's going to be. But I can come to God and I can tell Him these things. And I have faith that He's going to answer Him. And you know what that faith and that trust gives me? A peace of God that surpasseth all understanding that guards my hearts and mind in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's what comes from that, is that peace, because I know He's got it. I can trust that He's got it. I know that He's faithful. I know He's going to see me through, and
Amen.
I can trust in that.
Amen.
I know that tonight.
That's right.
We can let our requests be made known to Him.
That's right.
And then the peace of God that surpasseth all understanding will hold you not in mind. There's
Amen.
Nothing to worry about. There's nothing to be careful for. There's nothing to be anxious for because God's got you.
Right.
But you got to trust in Him and believe that God's
Amen.
Got you. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
Right.
He is good. I'm telling you what, God has brought me so far and done so many things for me. It's amazing the miracles He's worked in my life.
Right.
And He's proven faithful over and over and over again. Back there with the children of Israel, he's proven faithful over and over and over again. They didn't deserve it either.
Right.
They didn't. He even said at one part, "I'm not giving you this land because you're good people or this or that." He said, "I'm giving it because they're wicked. They're bad people. That's why I'm giving you the land." And that's kind of like us. He ain't giving his gift because we're something special. He gave it to us because he loves us.
Amen.
And that's something else too. Belief brings forth action.
Right. Amen.
Belief don't just say, "Well, I believe that this cup of water is good to drink." And if it's good to drink and I believe that, I'm going to give me a sip of it because it's good to drink.
Yeah.
If you believe that God has got you, you're going to act like it. You're going to talk like it. You ain't going to be worried about it. It's just like this. If I believe I walk out that door that I'm going to get shot in the head, I ain't walking out that door, brother. I believe that God is right here with me, and I believe that, and I'll walk like it, and I'll talk like it because I know that. I know God is faithful. I know whenever I face a battle that he's there. Belief brings forth action. Whenever you believe in God, whenever you believe that, you're going to act like it, brother. You're going to act like a child of God, a peculiar person, separated, different, holy. You're going to act like it. It brings a difference in your life. It makes a new creature within you.
Right.
You act like it. Belief brings forth action.
Yeah. Amen.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Pretty popular verse.
Yeah.
Both parts of it. "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must," what? "Believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." You must believe that to come to him. You must believe he rewards you. It says that. It says you must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you diligently seek him, he rewards for that. He rewards for that, and it's, we all want a blessing, brother. We all want a blessing. We all desire a blessing tonight. We all want a blessing from God. But are you doing what he asks you to, or are you coming to him diligently seeking him, knowing that he is? And by knowing that he is, we know that he's got us, because we know that he is God, brother. We know that he is God of gods, King of kings, and Lord of lords. Over everything in the world, he is that. And he is able to keep us. Everything that we commit to him, he is able to keep, brother.
Amen.
Everything that we have, all our little problems, our whole life, he is able to keep because he is God.
Amen.
Knowing that when we come to him, that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Are you diligently seeking? We all want to ask for a blessing. We all want to ask for things. But sometimes I wonder if the reason that it, maybe he don't answer, is because we ain't coming to him when we're diligently seeking him. I think we're failing him in the sense of belief, faith, trying to seek him out. I know personally I don't spend enough time in prayer, brother. Personally, I don't know if that's possible to spend enough time in prayer. But I don't spend enough time in this Word. I don't know if that's possible to spend enough time in this Word, but I sure like to figure out one day if it's possible.
Amen.
We need to spend all the time we got in this Word.
Yeah.
It'd be good if we sold every TV we got rid of a smartphone and got a flip phone, and seen what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened. I was in jail for, I don't know, 13 months. I didn't have no TV, didn't have no smartphone, but you know what I had? It's right here. And I was raised in church. I was raised in Sunday school. Yeah. I learned all them stories that they tell in Sunday school about Noah and Moses. I learned them things. I memorized Bible verses. But I learned more in that 13 months than I ever learned in my whole life. I'm telling you, because God was in it. I sat down with the Spirit of God, and he started stirring my soul and showing me things I've never even heard somebody talk about before. And I knew it was God showing me and teaching me. We need to start having time alone with God. We need to put the junk to the side. That's why I'm so set on laying aside every sin that so and weight that so easily beset us, and running the patience, running the race that is set before us with patience.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so set on that, is laying aside these things.
Yeah.
And you know, it don't say just lay aside every sin. It says lay aside every weight too.
Right.
Yeah. It might be something that necessarily wouldn't cause a sin.
Right.
Something that necessarily isn't a sin to own. It can be used for good,
yeah.
But it can be a weight also.
Yeah.
A TV, that can be something used for good. Like I said, you could watch preaching on TV. That can be used for good. But it can definitely be a weight too whenever it occupies 6 or 7 hours of your off time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That can be a weight.
Yeah.
If it's a weight, lay it aside. If it's leading you astray from the Word, lay it aside.
Amen.
We need to stand up in our lives for what God wants in our lives.
Amen.
We need to seek His will, diligently seeking His will, diligently seeking what He wants in our lives.
Right.
Are we doing that? I'm not at all extents. I'm not standing up here preaching. I'm preaching to myself as much as I am to you.
Amen.
I love God.
Yeah.
And I know God loves me. And you know why I love God? Because He loves me.
Right.
I love God because
right.
He loved me.
Right.
He loved me first.
Amen.
I'm not the best preacher. I ain't the best speaker. But I know God loves me. And I like telling people I love Him too and what He's
right.
done for me.
Amen.
I don't stand up here to get anybody's approval but His.
Yeah.
Right. That's the only reason I do this. Because I promise you now, I ain't much of a public speaker anyway. I'm kind of like old Moses. I don't talk real good. I talk like I'm from the sticks or something. I don't talk very good, but I know one thing. There's a power of God
right.
that can sit down on me, that can sit down on a donkey, that can sit down on a well, and He can use them,
yeah,
amen.
Right.
He can use all of us. But we need to make ourselves able. We need to make ourselves available to use. We need to make, because He is able to use us.
Amen.
But are we available? Are we making ourselves available, diligently seeking what He wants in our lives, believing that He's there? Are we making ourselves available? He is able, but are we available?
Amen.
We want God to do mighty works. We want God to do mighty things. We want to see the sick healed. We want to see all these miracles take place. But are we available?
That's right.
Are we available? It's like whenever He asked the disciples over there, if you would, just pray with me. He'd go pray and he'd come back, he'd be asleep. I feel like we're asleep, brother.
Right.
I feel like we're asleep. All he asked was just to pray.
Yeah.
But he'd come back and they'd sleep. I know he understood they was tired. I know he understood that they probably fell asleep playing because they asked him to. He understood that, but that ain't what he asked him to do. He didn't tell him to sleep. You're all right. He told him to pray.
Watch and pray.
Watch and pray. We need to be a watching and a praying.
Amen.
We need to be seeking God.
Amen.
We want these miracles.
Right.
We want prayers answered.
Right.
We want to see God move.
Right.
Then we need to start living our part too.
Amen.
We need to make ourselves available.
Amen.
We need to start believing. We need to start having faith.
Right.
I'm telling you, you ain't going to have no faith if you ain't in this.
Amen.
That's where it comes from. It's what it says.
Yep.
Brother, I'm done. I love you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Lord tells me to close, I close.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Thank God for that.
Right. Amen.
Amen. We don't need much from man, but we need a lot from God.
Right.
Amen. I want to give an invitation tonight. There's an opportunity every time we're
right.
able to preach the Word of God for somebody to get right. And you may be here and need to get right. And I'm not finished with you. I'm going to ask you to give you testimony about how you got saved. Okay? Because there may be somebody sitting here tonight that needs to hear that. We get in a place where it seems like it's hopeless.
Right.
Right? Our life gets into that in that cycle where it is an endless chaos that seems to never find the right end. But there is also an answer. For every chaotic, troubled heart in this world, there is an answer. And that's in Christ. And all we have to do is to trust and believe. So let's get a song. Let's just sing a song of invitation, a verse or two. If you're here tonight and you need to pray, pray. Right? Don't let anything hinder you tonight from finding where you need to be with Him. Stand with us as we sing.